everyone. It's Jeff Hammer, the Law of Attraction Coach. Today, we'll talk about stopping the focus on what we don't have. So stick around. What we focus on expands. This is the law of attraction. It's a universal principle. See, everything is in motion. If we're focused on the lack of money we have, we'll increase that lack. If we focus on the fact that we're alone and have thoughts that we'll never meet the right person, we're continuing to water those seeds of lack of what's missing. We must stop focusing on what we don't have, or by default, we increase that lack. See, everything has an opposite. So what is the opposite of not having enough money? It's having an abundance of money, correct? So the minute you start having those limiting thoughts around money, catch those thoughts, catch those emotions, and neutralize them. We have to become aware moment by moment of the thoughts we're thinking. You know, I spent about a dozen years in the commercial property management business in various capacities. What I recognized during this time was that the marketing guys and gals, the leasing agents on these properties, were the ones making all the money. Now, at the time, I was making maybe 60 grand a year, but the marketing people were making double, triple, up to 20 times what I was earning. I had always had people tell me, you need to be in sales. Jeff, you should be in sales. Jeff, why are you in management? You need to be in sales. So I had all of this great outside encouragement, yet inside, I didn't believe I was worthy. I guess I just didn't believe I was on their equal. Fortunately, at one point, the commercial real estate business was so bad that as the director of asset management, I laid off almost everyone in our company, and I was the last to leave. My job was basically eliminated. At that time, RE/MAX was one of my tenants. So as I sat in my office in the final days, I looked out in the parking lot and thought, you know, these real estate agents must be doing pretty well. They're all driving nice cars. So I went and spoke with a broker owner at RE/MAX. Now, this is in the very early days of RE/MAX, and at that time, they only hired experienced agents. But because the broker knew me and had been paying his rent to me over the years, he agreed to bring me on. My first year selling homes, I earned over $100,000. This is back in 1991. So there are two things about this story. Number one, listen to the signals from the universe. In my case, it was all the people telling me that I should be in sales. I could have turned that around many years before I did. But the second point is you turn out like the people you hang around. I went to work at a very successful RE/MAX office. Many of the agents were making over 100 grand a year, and that's exactly what I did. I tell my nieces and nephews this: you'll turn out like the people you hang around, and it's true for us as adults. in order for this success that I had at RE/MAX, I had to intentionally slow down the thoughts of I'm not good enough or I'm not smart enough. My successes helped me to eventually eliminate those thoughts altogether. Sometimes it takes the wisdom and vision of another person to awaken you to your greatness. Let's bring our focus to more supportive thoughts and emotions. Now you can take the long road like I did, the 12-year path, or you can decide today what thoughts you're thinking that no longer support you and eliminate those from your consciousness. You know, I don't care anything about your past. Today is a new day. When that limiting thought arises, I'm not smart enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not whatever, stop. Interrupt that thought. If it has lots of emotion behind it, then move to a neutral thought if necessary. So off from that limiting thought to, wow, the sky is really blue today, or this grass is really green, or it looks like they just repaved this road. Completely change your thinking. Then state a new positive supporting thought or belief. I'm brilliant and open to new opportunities. I'm beautiful, strong, and intelligent. I'm capable, and the perfect opportunity is presenting itself to me. Now, this isn't going to feel great at first emotionally. Your programming, that still small voice inside of you, will still be whispering those negative thoughts to you. You'll have to use your brain to override this old automatic programming. If it helps, write some affirmations around these and take these thoughts and beliefs into your visioning after your daily meditation. See yourself in your mind as brilliant, doing what you love, earning a massive amount of money, in the perfect relationship. Know these truths about yourself. I already know them for you. Let today be the first day of this new, expanded, powerful, brilliant life you deserve.